In this episode, discover how Chili's Grill and Bar used YouTube video ads to build their customer leads.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o, I'm in San Diego. I'm at a conference. I'm actually doing a ton of traveling right now. You're going to see last week I was in, over the weekend, I was in New Orleans. Now I'm in San Diego. By week's end, I will be in Charleston, where I'm going to be speaking also. And it's so interesting to me as I'm going around the world teaching the latest about video marketing, what I hear from business gets incorporated into this podcast. Like, for example, people ask me all the time about Google and search. You see, Google is a demand engine, and if you want to dominate search, you need to think supply and demand. And every time your target customer goes on to Google and they do this, kind of a thing, right? What are they doing? Well, they're exercising demand. They're demonstrating it. And if you want to turn them into customers, you have to supply the content your target customer is demanding. And Google works like Grindr to hook you up. It is just that easy. Now, in a moment, I want to tell you about how I was honored by my university, the University of Arizona, this past weekend, and I got a private locker room tour. I also brought Marcus Krieg and my wife with me, and my dad was in the room. And in fourth grade, I was diagnosed with multiple learning disabilities, ADD, dyslexia, visual and auditory perception impairments. And inside, I was a mess. I was distracted, humiliated, consistently frustrated, and I struggled with basic school assignments. And my parents somehow managed to calm, motivate, and inspire a child living through crisis. That was me. But fortunately, my parents never gave up on me, and at 18, I was accepted into the nation's leading academic support program for students that learn differently. The U of A's SALT Center, right? It's at the University of Arizona. SALT taught me how to identify my own strategic alternative learning techniques. And when I committed myself to following their advice, my life started to change. And from that point forward, I earned a 3.85 GPA, but I was so ashamed that I was not able to compete at one point that I hid this for nearly 20 years. Now, 3 years ago, I finally disclosed for the first time and have been working with SALT students on campus. And I'm a member of SALT's alumni advisory board and on their business advisory board. And you know, the University of Arizona and helping their students compete, that's a big passion of mine. It's a way for me to give back, right? And now the University of Arizona is my third university that I service. I own a thriving marketing agency. I speak around the world helping businesses better command their prospects' attention so they can sell their products and services faster, which is ironic for somebody that grew up with attention disorders. I get to teach it for businesses because, well, if you think about it, all of our prospects are really living with digital ADD today. Digital interruptions, constantly from a watch, email coming from the top of your computer screen. And Friday, while I was on campus, we toured the University of Arizona's athletic department. We went on the field. Marcus Krieg got some of the Mr. System on the sidelines in his face. And we went into the locker room. I attended the SALT Center Honors, which is the big family weekend event. And with my dad and my wife and the university president in attendance, without me knowing, it was being designed this way. SALT surprised me with their director's award for the work that I do with learning disabled students. It's still very fresh, as you could probably tell from my emotion. If you're a parent with a struggling child, thank you for being that consistent guiding light. Eventually, your child's gonna flick that switch in their brain. That day is coming. You're gonna watch them blossom, and it's gonna be beautiful. And if you're a student or an adult struggling with learning differences, train each and every day to overcome your adversities. Identify alternative learning techniques that work best for you. And for me, it's learning through video over reading with text, and push yourself with as much loving support as your family gives to you. You have the power to transform your life. You're the only one that can flick that switch inside of your brain. You are the only one. And when you do, the results won't happen overnight, but if you stop investing in things that won't improve your life, like video games or anything else that's a time suck, and you start investing in developing your skills, great things will happen for you. So always start investing in yourself, and it will always pay off. Speaking of investment, the developers of a revolutionary video technology came to Scottsdale to show me what they've created. They showed up in my office and they wanted me to join their board of directors. And within seconds of reviewing their technology, it was easy for me to see what they've built, how brilliant their start is. And it allowed me to start advising them on the remaining two-thirds that still need to be completed before the marketing world would have a tool that would revolutionize the sales process. More on that later. But you should know what they've built is friggin' amazing and right in alignment with everything that I've been teaching you about video marketing and the road ahead and where we're going. So stay tuned for more. If my technology and patent review passes, then I'm probably gonna join that team, and I'll tell you all about it as time progresses. You know, I've been slammed with work over the past 6 months helping businesses optimize their sales process for educating and converting prospects más rápido. Using video as a business tool is an important aspect for specifically for this process, convincing and converting. Right now, I'm in the middle of a bunch of business trips. Thursday, I was in Phoenix at a business conference. Friday, New Orleans. Right? I was out there. I even went to the LSU versus Georgia football game in Death Valley. That was super cool. And Wednesday, I'm at an event Wednesday through Thursday, which is right now in San Diego. And a few days later on Friday, I'm getting myself on a big ass jet airliner to Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm speaking in front of a group for the second time. I spoke with them 6 months ago. I gave them an early foundation on digital marketing, on the power of video and how to align it with your journeys. And what I taught them was so valuable that they've invited me back to do a workshop where for 3 hours, I'm going to run them through the process of how to do this on their own, how to create the customer journeys, how to educate, convince, and convert to use video, how to track on the back end which one of your customers is looking at your content, right? But this time when I do the 3-hour workshop, I'm going to walk them through all of the tactics, all the tools, and it should be fun. After Charleston, I'm in Atlanta, Palm Springs, and then San Antonio, all by the first week of December. If your organization needs to sell products or services faster. Whose doesn't, right? Hit me up. ToddHartley.com is where you get a hold of me, and I'd love to hear from you and develop a custom presentation that takes your group to the next friggin' level. ToddHartley.com is where you should get started. Google said in a forum post on Friday that it'll be adding support for external microphones to the Pixel camera app. Now, this means Pixel users will be able to use USB-C and external plug-in mics when shooting video on their phones. That article will be on the show notes page. You can get access to it, and it's a TechCrunch article. Helpful for anybody that's on a Droid phone or thinking about getting the new Pixel for their video creation. By the way, just for the interest of full disclosure, I'm actually filming this video on my iPhone. Travels with me. I plug in an external mic. The mic that I'm using for you gearheads is a Shure MV88. It plugs right in. It's super light. The audio is good enough. And I hope that helps. Now, for most businesses, social media is where their early awareness stage lead generation comes from. But it's the peak social media era that we've been living through, and I'm willing to tell you, I think it's coming to an end. Seriously. As a digital futurist, it's easy for me to see people on a massive scale are falling out of love with social media. And maybe it's because social media can't be trusted, right? The gatekeepers that have all of our information keep whoring us out and selling it or limiting our speech. And where people are less likely to share and interact in a social platform now because they can't trust the social network. Sure, social media is always going to be around. And people will always post photos of their amazing taco lunch, right? But the peak trendy use of social media as a primary function, that's changing. We're now living in the Wild West, and it's an anything goes era. But I think we're about to end the Wild West era, and we're about to get into this phase where people are recognizing that social media has jumped the shark, and the big social founders are about to become real world pariahs. That's coming up ahead. And mark my words on that. Now that you are at the very start of this transition, focus your efforts on building one page on your website for each type of customer you have. We call these customer journey pages, where they feature limited text. People don't read, but they're four times more likely to watch video than to read text. Limited text, use video that's easy to digest on that page instead of using a video that's like a burrito where you throw all the ingredients like you do when you go to Chipotle. Instead, I want you to think of these videos more like enchiladas. Easy to digest, a few bites, a couple of ingredients, nothing more. Because you want people to get to the end, right? So you want to make sure that there's one page where everything on that page is designed to convince and to convert prospects into, you guessed it, customers. Now, it's not the time to obsess over pumping more leads into your wasteful, inefficient sales process. Instead, I want you to focus on making your paths to purchase more efficient, watertight, with less leaks, right? For prospects to fall out. And then, once that's completed, train your sales team to drive targeted leads through their specific customer journey page. And to learn more, go to wirebuzz.com/broadcast. That's where I've got an overview on this, where you can learn my tactics. Yeah, I'm talking to medical device marketers in this video, but everything that I'm discussing, you could steal and use inside of your own business. You do realize that video doesn't just drive the awareness stage, right? Video is vital for driving the consideration and decision stages also. And right now, I'm advising three major American universities, and Google just released the following information. After all, video doesn't just drive brand awareness. It also drives intent and influencing students to apply to an online university. Educational videos are a powerful tool for driving action. Now check this, 80% of prospective students who plan to attend an online university said that watching an online video influenced their application. 80% is a huge number, right? That's powerful. That's like cooking with gas. And it makes sense because watching a video helps students better visualize what their experience could be like and makes them more motivated to apply. It basically pushes them over to the next step. An educational marketing video explaining the university's offering could be used to drive people to submit an information request. And a video showcasing the post-graduation successes of university students could be used to encourage applicants. It's basically the before and after, right? And by tapping into intent signals, marketers can showcase the right video at the right time and better assist their prospective students through their customer journey. Now, you could be doing the same exact thing in your business. Doesn't matter if you're a school. Doesn't matter if you're a university or you're a brick and mortar business or an online business. It is all the same tactics. Video enhances positive emotions. And for students that plan to go back to school, It inspires them. It gives them goosebumps. It shows them what the road ahead will look like. And all of us are using our investment dollars to figure out what that perfect road ahead looks like. And it's my hope that you recognize how video can affect your organization and create significantly better results. All right, ¿quién es más macho? Who has longer staying power as a force inside of our culture? Social media or the use of video as a business tool? Now, if you thought the social media era was huge, wait until the video era really takes off, because we're just getting started, baby. You know, there's a reason the big Zuck, Mark Zuckerberg, says that he sees video as a mega trend on the same magnitude as mobile devices. Video is not just the content king, it's also your target customer's language of love. It's how they prefer to be seduced and inspired. And you know what I love? I get to make my clients better at their jobs. And not many people can say that. You know, I love guiding them to tell deeper, more compelling business stories that lead customers directly to a purchase. Prospect education videos can also covertly notify your sales rep which leads are ready to buy, which saves your sales team time from chasing cold leads. That's what I love doing. I obsess over it. Would your salesperson tell a more persuasive product story if they could show a video of that product in action? Of course they would. And that's why 80% of consumers say a video showing a product or a service and how it works is important, and the reason prospects are 85% more likely to buy after watching a product or a service video. Think strategically. You see, businesses that use video make their entire sales and marketing teams more efficient. But don't just rush out and start making videos. That isn't the answer. You can't just go out and hire a video creator to create online marketing videos. There are two different skill sets. A video creator is often somebody who specializes in television, and that's how businesses lose money. Instead, take my free mini course where I teach my secrets for guaranteeing your videos generate a return on investment. And all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI, where learning becomes easy for your prospects. And when they learn quicker, when they understand deeper, they buy faster, and your job becomes significantly easier because, well, you'll love what you do again. It's just that easy. Hey, can we talk about the timeline, the historical timeline of the greatest sales hack discoveries? First, there was demand. Demand always comes first. Supply arrived moments later, followed by storytelling. You know what happened after storytelling? Eye contact, right? That's how people make relationships, which led to the creation of the handshake. Print was born shortly after, ushering in the era of mass marketing and communication, which led to guy with sandwich board hitting the streets. And after 200 years of new hacks, we're all just now arriving at videos. Video is the most powerful business tool that your business will ever use. And that is the historical timeline of the biggest events in the sales hack. Apple has a bunch of new programs coming out. And when I say programs, I mean like television programs. TechCrunch tipped us off. Apple has answered two questions in one day, or rather, a CNBC report citing someone within the company has answered those questions. Now, why are the shows that Apple is planning so allegedly boring? And what does it plan to do to get a foot in the door in an increasingly competitive streaming media market? Well, Apple's gonna repeat the same tactic that it used with U2's song, Songs of Innocence. And it just, remember, it just pushed it into everybody's device? Look, to be clear, the report suggests that Apple will give its original content away for free to anyone with an iOS or a tvOS device, right? That's like, iOS would be like an iPhone or an iPad, and the tvOS naturally would be like Apple TV. Users will find a shiny new app early next year, 2019, called TV. in which will be Apple's full lineup of TV-related elements like PG-related comedy, drama, all free of charge. Now, you may remember that Apple did this with the Gary V Planet of the Apps show. For those of you who know what that is, it was hard to find it. And so now by creating a TV app and by putting this front and center, those of us that use Apple TV will now be able, or iOS devices, get access to it on the go. Now, traditional advertising or digital advertising, which one has the majority of US ad spend? Think about that for a moment. Well, MarketingLand published for the first time, digital ad revenue surpassed 50% of the total ad spend in the entire US. Digital ad revenue in 2018 will reach $106 billion, or 51.5% of total ad sales. So why is digital earning a majority of ad sales? Because digital ads are more complete, more efficient, greater targeting, and effective for products. MarketingLand wrote a great article on this topic. It'll be available on the show notes page for this episode. Now, can we talk about your cell phone for a moment? Let's talk about Facebook, your cell phone, security, and that dude, Ben Franklin. Is your phone blowing up with telemarketing calls? All day long, I'm getting spammed. Now, I don't even answer my phone because 65% of the calls are from people trying to sell me something. So how'd this happen? Well, TechCrunch reports Facebook has confirmed it uses phone numbers that users provided, users like you and me, for security purposes, to also target them with ads. Interesting, right? Now, you may recall Ben Franklin, he warned us about this. He said, quote, "People willing to trade their freedom for temporary security deserve neither and will soon lose both." Well, you know that phone number that you handed over in that two-step verification process for your phone number and gave it to Facebook? Well, Facebook admits, get this, to using members' two-step verification phone numbers for ads. But when Facebook says ads, are they really saying phone numbers that they've been giving to telemarketers in exchange for some money? Keep your eyes open on this topic, and so will I. TechCrunch.com, great article on it. It'll be on the show notes page for this episode. Speaking of Facebook, the Zuckbergians on Tuesday rolled out Premieres, the feature that lets you post pre-recorded video clips, such as movie trailers or new show episodes, as if they're live. And the clips can be scheduled a week in advance and will also surface in Facebook Watch, and that'll help more people to discover it. Facebook is also expanding its live video polls and top fans features to more pages. And look, we're often filming our B2C and even some B2B clients' Facebook Live events, editing them, and then pushing them out as if they're live events. For example, you might be familiar with Cool Sculpting. They freeze off your unwanted fat from outside without an incision. They're one of our biggest clients, and one of the reasons we pre-record their Facebook Live events is so their legal team, regulatory affairs teams, can review and sign off on the live broadcast before it goes live for the world to see. Plus, we can dramatically increase the live video footage quality to a maximum resolution of 1080p and 30 frames per second. How can your business use pre-recorded Facebook Live events to better educate your prospects? Well, my recommendation is to start by creating information that is super helpful to your target audience. Helpful is the new viral. So instead of jumping into the ways your product or service solves problems, your live event videos should really start by being helpful. What solutions can you provide? What answers to big problems? What tips, tricks, tactics that you could offer support on would be helpful for that audience? This is a CNET article that I'm referencing. It also will be on the show notes page, and you can check it out later. The Economic Times reported Twitter publishers can now monetize their entire global video audience through in-stream video ads. Previously, in-stream video ads were limited to the markets in which publishers are based. But in many cases, publishers have a global following, like me. I'm like David Hasselhoff in Scandinavia, and they have a global appeal. The Economic Times wrote this article. It's on the show notes page for you. Can we talk about Reddit for a moment? Do you know what the most successful digital marketers do when they don't know where to invest their time and resources? More on that in a moment, right? MarketingLand reports Reddit surpasses 1 billion monthly video views, with advertisers seeing a 2.3 times higher conversion rates and 3.5 times more engagement. Now think about that. Who would have known that Reddit would have been the right environment? All right, so what's your business takeaway? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, the Gram, and Snapchat? Look, they're all platforms for creating early awareness stage helpful content for your target customers. But would Reddit be a better place for your business? I don't know. But every time digital marketers don't know what to do, we always say the same thing. It's tried and true. It's let's test it, right? If you're focused on creating results, test a variety of different options, different platforms, different content, different hooks at the beginning of the content. Don't get overwhelmed by all of it, but examine the results and double down where you yield the best results. MarketingLand wrote that article. It'll be on the show notes page. Test, 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 a little story. I've got many digital marketing guru friends that I speak at conferences with, and sometimes I gotta pick up the phone. I gotta have that conversation where I'm like, dude, I'm in trouble on a project. I got a problem with it. What do you think I ought to do? And you know what they say? The same thing I say to them when they call me. Let's test it. So you should start testing. Create an environment in your office where it's okay to fail and to test. And you know what you're gonna see? You're gonna find some amazing results. You're gonna tap into those results for 6 months or 6 years, but it'll change the way your business pumps leads and generates them to be converted into customers. Test, test, test. Be willing to fail. And you know what'll happen? Amazing things will be discovered. If you're looking to test outside of the mainstream of social media, there are a lot of sites with audiences that you can engage with. For example, as MarketingLand reports, Quora has more than 300 million monthly users. And recently, Quora introduced broad targeting, which relies on machine learning to optimize ad delivery to reach users most likely to take a desired action. Their ad platform includes multi-event conversion tracking, retargeting, lookalike targeting, plus topic questions, and interest targeting. The option puts Quora's algorithm in control of identifying which audiences to target rather than relying on contextual audience signals set by advertisers. Think about Quora as you're trying to figure out where you should be testing. If it doesn't feel like a trendy environment, if it doesn't feel like it's going down, hey, most marketers don't want to be there. But that doesn't mean you can't influence people. Would Quora be the right place for your business? I don't know, but you might want to test it. Testing is the key to finding golden opportunities. Look, I am a gold miner. You don't know that about me, but I mine gold every Friday night, 8 Eastern, on the Discovery Channel. And all they're doing, the best gold miners on the show, is they're doing drill samples. They're testing. And eventually they find the location, different drill spots across their entire plot of land. And when they find the drill spot that yields the greatest results, where do you think they start digging? Right there. Start testing and you'll know where to start digging. Speaking of testing, you may recall in episode 174, I told you about how the US Navy positioned behind me. Let me see if I can get them on camera for you. Over there somewhere, all right? The U.S. Navy is testing an online ad campaign that did so well, the Navy just realized they shouldn't be exclusively focused on TV ads. So in 2019, the Navy is going to spend 70% of their ad budgets online. Now, that's what happens when your ad tests yield career-changing results. Also in marketing land, Snapchat is rolling out a number of new e-commerce ad options ahead of the holiday shopping season, allowing advertisers to import product catalogs, to create ads automatically from existing assets, and introducing new advanced pixel targeting features, which I absolutely love. All right, so why should you care? Because Snapchat leads all other social platforms when it comes to the number of US teens on the platform, with 16.4 million between the ages of 12 to 17 years old. Those are the ones that are using Snapchat. eMarketer's data shows that the platform has 3.6 million more teens than on Instagram and nearly 5 million more than Facebook. Think about that. Isn't that crazy? There's only 11 million teens between those ages on Facebook? Hard to believe, right? Now, the reason you should always be testing is you really never know where you're going to discover that next gold mine. Example, online retailer Wish.com earned a 17% higher engagement rate with shoppable Snap ads compared to the standard Snap ads feature for the same product. eBay saw 5 times the engagement rate, and Guess saw 4.5 times the engagement rate with snappable ads that are shoppable on Snapchat. You always need to study your test results because you will discover cheaper ways to drive new business, and that's how you know when you need to increase your ad spend. Is Snapchat right for your business? I don't know. But you should really start testing it. And you should never stop testing. Create that culture. Learn, learn, learn. Don't be afraid to fail. I just gave somebody on our team an ad budget to learn. I said, don't worry about getting it right. It's going to take a while. Don't worry about losing money. You're learning and you're going to discover. And in the process, you have to lose. But at the end run, I'm betting that you're going to get it right. Do the same with your team. Test, test, test. It'll yield amazing results. Have you heard of YouTube form ads? You know, most marketers are so afraid to fail that they fail to test and discover their next big opportunity. Example, did you know that you can use YouTube form ads to build customer leads? Well, Think with Google tipped us all off a week or so ago when they published a very interesting article about how Chili's Grill and Bar tested YouTube form ads to gather thousands of customer leads. It's interesting. It's always going to come from somebody who's testing, and then you can read about it or hear about it from me and then borrow it from your business. Now, earlier this year, Chili's ran a test, a digital campaign to raise awareness of its 3 for $10 deal. Now, the plan was to capture people's attention using made-for-digital 15-second creative spots that highlighted one of the meals from the promotion. And they got people to sign up for the rewards program called My Chili's Rewards. And that's their like loyalty program, right? And they did it using YouTube form ads, which is a new TrueView for action format optimized for lead generation that enables viewers to submit their name and email right below the video ad. The Chili's form ad campaign ended up generating 7,800 form leads. Now, if you have a project that needs to generate leads, you might want to test this tactic out. This post with a link to the Think with Google case study from Chili's will be on the show notes page for this episode. And while you're at it, get yourself some baby back ribs. And last thing I want to talk with you about in this episode is the deeper into your sales funnel a prospect goes, the longer those videos should theoretically be. All right? So an early awareness stage, top of your sales funnel, those videos, yeah, they probably should be shorter, right? You haven't earned longer attention span yet. And as people get deeper into your funnel, they're going to be more interested. So you could start using videos that are a little bit longer all the way to the bottom of the funnel. This is a generalization. Naturally, anytime I get use a generalization, I get myself into trouble. But I want you to know, shorter videos often up on the top. As a customer goes through your buyer's journey, make sure you're using videos to convince them and to convert them, and you'll start seeing things happen at faster and faster rates for your business. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, hit the subscribe button. That's where you can get each and every episode. If you aren't following me on LinkedIn every single day, on LinkedIn and on Instagram and IGTV, I am dropping new knowledge bombs in video for you to just gobble up and share with your friends and your clients. Make sure that you're up to speed on the latest information, because like you experienced here, you would have never thought about Quora. You might never thought about Reddit or YouTube video ads, but the power to learn and to grow, to impact your business and to grow more leads is up to you. And it's happening right here at Video Marketing Mastery from San Diego. I'm out, but after here, off to Charleston, South Carolina. And if you're in one of my cities, Charleston, San Antonio, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, San Jose, all before New Year's, hit me up. If you need me to come in and meet with your clients or your company, hit me up. You want to grab a cup of coffee, talk about your business, let me know. And if I have time, we'll make that happen. Best of luck to you, continued prosperity, and continue testing. It'll prove out results each and every time. Bye for now.